It started with a German report of a murder case inside a courtroom, but soon news of the young Egyptian mother stabbed to death by the man accused of offending her religion sparked outrage in the Muslim world. Marwa el-Sherbini was stabbed at least 18 times in front of her 4-year-old son and her husband by the same man from whom she had sought compensation for a racial insult. She was 3 months pregnant. The killer also stabbed Sherbini's husband. German police then shot the husband in the leg, having allegedly mistaken him for the attacker. Thousands of Egyptians protested Marwa's death when her body arrived from the German city of Dresden to her hometown of Alexandria. The protests have spread to Iran, where the German government is being blamed for reacting to the incident too little too late.
Protesters here in Tehran say this is not just an attack against the life of a single person, but an assault on Islam and basic human rights.
They have to explain how the murderer was allowed to enter the courthouse with a weapon and why the police shot at Marwa's husband when he tried to save her. Muslims are waiting all over the world for justice.
Iran has summoned the German ambassador to Tehran and has asked the United Nations to condemn Berlin.
We strongly condemn the German government and all Western countries that have kept silent over this extremely inhumane crime.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel has expressed her condolences to the Egyptian government, but is under strong criticism for taking days to condemn the murder.
A government that cannot maintain security even for a plaintiff in a courtroom practically loses its legitimacy. Everyone should take action now to prevent such incidents from becoming routine.
The German government has rejected accusations it tolerates Islamophobia, but Muslim groups in Germany say the murder has brought to light a new dimension of what has existed in the country for a long time. Homa Lezgi, Press TV, Tehran.